I've never understood it. Your team wins a big game, so you and your buddies take to the streets in celebration and start burning couches and flipping vehicles. It's not like this is anything new, so it's hard to say Saturday night in Lexington was a surprise after Kentucky's Final Four win over Louisville. People, it's a frickin' basketball game, and your team won! About 10 years ago, I got together with some buddies and asked, what if this were the standard, accepted way to celebrate with all of the major triumphs in our lives? Just remember, until you hear this, and eventually, you haven't celebrated enough. Imagine celebrating the birth of your first child.
Oh, come on, honey, push! You can do it, baby!
Congratulations, you have a beautiful baby boy. Sir?
Get this thing out of the way. Come on, Doc. Let's be good, brother.
Get away from me.
Hey, where do you keep the prescription stuff?
How would we celebrate the purchase of our first home?
It's all ours, honey. Can you believe it?
I know. I can't believe it.
Let's torch it.
Not until I break the bay window.
Yeah!
Young and dumb, alcohol-fueled, whatever your justification for celebrating by looting and destroying property, it's pathetic. Go splurge on an ice cream, buy up your favorite team's merch, or decal your rig so the entire world knows your primary joy in life comes from your favorite university winning a basketball game. Because seriously, with all those options, you keep a clean record, save a ton of cash compared to what you'll owe the bail bondsman, and manage to avoid at least looking like an absolute imbecile.